I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I mentioned this before. I've never robbed a place, but, like, I would at least think it out if I was going to do something. For example, isn't the goal not to draw attention to yourself? Kind of to blend
in. If you're
in.
Robbing?
Yeah, if I'm going to rob some place, like I'm going to go rob the gas station down the road, like, or some other place, don't I want to, like, not draw attention to myself, like, up until then so they don't focus on me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, three friends, these guys stole about $500 worth of stuff from a Walmart in Pennsylvania. This happened over the weekend. And all three of them wore costumes as disguises.
Like Elsa from Frozen, that kind of a costume?
One guy dressed up as a bull. Another guy dressed up as a werewolf, and another guy dressed up as a gorilla.
I like them. They make robbing fun again.
When the cops got to the store, they didn't have any trouble tracking down the guys in their costumes, and all three of them were arrested for retail theft and criminal conspiracy. Like, are you going to drive away in the gorilla costume? Are you going to shed it and just, like, leave it there when you're done?
I wonder how dangerous that is trying to drive, looking out those little holes of the eyes.
Very dangerous. You ever wear one of those masks?
No.
They're impossible to see out of.
I've never tried one on.
You haven't?
No.
We got to go to Walmart after this.
Do you have a phobia with, like, being enclosed in, like, a costume?
No, I would love to wear a gorilla suit. I've always wanted it. I dream about it.
Harambe too soon.
Oh, my God. I'm worried about you now. A 12-year-old kid walked out of an apartment. This happened in Canton, Michigan on Friday night and found himself face-to-face with a couple that were getting it on. He went back inside and told his parents and relatives. They ended up calling the cops. By the time they arrived, the man and the woman who were getting it on moved into the car because they were, like, doing this, like, just outside. I don't know if on steps or something. Like, you don't have an apartment or somewhere you can go to do this. They told the cops, this kid, he's got it all wrong. We're not having sex, you know, just she had a really bad, you know, like, pain in her back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just was giving her a therapeutic back massage on
sure.
the back of this car.
Of course.
The cops didn't buy it, and they were both cited for disorderly conduct.
Gosh, they haven't heard of backseat massages? They happen all the time.
Backseat's back. All right.
And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A 21-year-old guy named Shedrick went to a GNC store. You guys know that. They have, like, supplements and nutritional stuff.
Uh-huh.
Been there tons of times.
You have?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't always
been a fat ass. Like, I used to actually, I've been in shape a few times in my life, so it is plausible that I've been to a GNC.
What are you buying at GNC, Joe?
Different, like, energy supplements, whey protein, just different stuff, like, for meal replacement.
It's pronounced whey. I thought it was wee.
No.
Protein.
Hey, yo, bro, can I get some of that? Wee!
Wee! That's what I thought.
It's whey.
I never work out or eat healthy or do any of those things.
Whey, whey protein. So he was in this GNC store in Ohio last week, and he bought a bottle, not of wee protein, but a bottle of their herbal male enhancement supplements. I've never tried those
before.
They
have that there?
Organic.
They have herbal male enhancement supplements. And then he left the store. He took one of the herbal male enhancement supplements and apparently was really happy with the results because a few minutes later, he walked back into the GNC, whipped out his junk and
Whoa.
Told the female clerk, quote, these supplements really work.
Holy crap. Well, at least whenever somebody asked her, like, do they really work? She'd be like, I have firsthand experience.
Let me tell you. Here's a before and after. The cops came, and eventually the clerk decided she didn't want to press charges, but it turned out Shedrick had a warrant, so he was arrested anyways. I don't know what the warrant was for, but that's impressive.
Wow. Well, there you go. If you're looking for a supplement, go to GNC.
I mean, like, I would never want to... I wouldn't. I think it's wrong. You shouldn't, like, flash a woman. That's just gross and sick. But, like... I wonder if that happened to me, if it made that big of a difference. Like, wouldn't you want to tell somebody?
You got to tell somebody, yeah. And she unfortunately was the closest person.
Let's make a pact here on the show.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go get in trouble if I went to a GNC or any store, Walmart if they had all those stuff. I don't want to get arrested for that. If I was to do something like that in the future, and I'm impressed with the results, I'm just going to do a group text, okay?
A group text.
I'm just going to text you guys, like, check it out!
Oh, boy.
And then Alex is like, where is it? I don't see it. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Here's why Oprah Winfrey never got married. She's not traditional enough. She told Vogue magazine, the only time I brought it up when I said to Stedman, what would have happened if we had actually gotten married? And the answer is, we wouldn't be together. We would not have stayed together because marriage requires a different way of being in this world. His interpretation of what it means to be a husband and what it would mean for me to be a wife would have been pretty traditional, and I would not have been able to fit into that. Daniel Craig told The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on Tuesday that he will return for another James Bond film. The British actor said, I think this is it. I just want to go out on a high note. I can't wait. Skyfall, which was released in 2012, remains the highest grossing 007 film to date.
I feel like I'm so out of touch because I used to love Bond back in the day, but I never really watch him anymore. I mean, do you ever watch James Bond movies?
I don't like action movies, so I don't watch any action films. Like, I don't go see Fast and the Furious or any of those.
You don't like action?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
I saw like the first, yeah, same thing with Fast and the Furious. I saw like the first one or two, what are they, like 20 now?
20 James Bond films?
No, Fast and Furious that
you
brought
up.
Oh,
yeah, there's so many. And now they're going on tour with that franchise too.
Fast and Furious, Indy 500.
Yeah, it's going to be like in-person stunts and stuff.
Not the same without Paul Walker.
Rest in peace too soon.
Usher will not settle with the people suing him for allegedly exposing them to the herpes virus. There's been no settlement talks, and Usher has no interest in settling. Usher has yet to address the herpes allegations.
Going forward, can we just say the herpes?
Sure.
I just feel like it's more comfortable for everybody in saying herpes.
Okay.
Can we say the herpes?
Pretty similar. Close.
I just feel easier when we say the herpes.
Despite what you may have been hearing, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are deep in divorce talks, and there is no talk of reconciliation.
What?
Several stories have been published suggesting the divorce is on hold and that they're thinking of rebooting the relationship, but sources connected to the couple say nothing could be further from the truth. Sources say that both sides are hashing out child custody and property settlements. The divorce is full steam ahead.
Well, that sucks.
Lorde has come under fire for a tweet saying all white people are to blame for the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. She said, I just want to say I'm so, so sorry. All white people are responsible for this system's thrive and fall. We have to do better. I'm sorry. While many people applauded her for being able to see her privilege and for acknowledging how flawed the system is, others blasted her for generalizing an entire group of people. Many accused her of racism, and some even likened what she was doing to saying that all Muslims were to blame for Islamic terror. I'm actually one of those people who accused her of racism, and she blocked me. I tweeted, WTF Lorde, disappointed in you for this racist and severely uninformed comment, and she blocked me. So, I'm one of those people.
Way to go.
Yep. Pink will be honored with the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at this year's MTV VMA. She's also going to perform during the show. The VMAs are August 27th. And the ex-Denver radio DJ in Taylor Swift's groping trial claims he could pass a polygraph to prove he never touched the singer. He was on Good Morning America.
I didn't do what they say I did. I didn't do it. I never grabbed her. I never had my hand under her skirt. And I can pass a polygraph.
He also said he didn't even want a payout if he would have won.
I asked for something in writing which stated that there was a misunderstanding. And I can take that and possibly convince someone at a radio station to hire me.
You didn't want money? You just wanted this note?
Absolutely.
The We Love Manchester Emergency Fund will distribute $324,000 to each of the families of the 22 people killed in a terrorist attack at Ariana Grande's concert. About $24.5 million was raised following the attack in May at the Manchester Arena, where Ariana had just finished her concert seconds before a nail bomb exploded. Part of the funds also went to people who were hospitalized as a result of the attack. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Alex, my wife, Lindsay, and possibly you listening to the Joe and Alex Show right now might be doing this. Because you ever get like an annoying robocall?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Daily.
I saw the story and I thought of you. And it actually, this happened to me, but apparently this is a different thing. But if you've received one of those annoying robocalls saying that you've won a free cruise, that phone call could now get you up to $900 thanks to a class action lawsuit.
What?
Yes, the lawsuit claims Resort Marketing Group, RMG, a third-party travel agency, made pre-recorded robocalls. This happened from July of 2009 until March of 2014, and they were offering free cruises with Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line. The lawsuit claims the cruise lines authorized the company to make calls on their behalf. The agency referred to as travel services during these calls violated the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, pretty much like saying you can't, you know, spam people with the phone calls, like that law, if you're, especially if you're not on there. The settlement was agreed to last month, and a fund of at least $7 million up to $13 million has been established and maintained for eligible members. Now, each call you receive from these people will have a maximum value of $300. You can claim up to three calls per telephone number included in the official call records for a maximum of $900 per person.
How do I prove if it was years ago that that happened to me?
Well, I'm going to put the link up. It's not there yet, but it will be in a couple of minutes. I just have to refresh it at radionowindy.com. I'll put it on the Joe and Alex show, but there's a link and I already went in there and I put in your number.
You did? Did I win?
Yeah, you can file it, and that's what I'm saying. Your number is one of the numbers.
I'm a winner! I'm so rich.
Producer MYK, your number wasn't on there. I can give you the link at radionowindy.com. It'll be there in a second.
So do
you,
I have to
were
get
you
a
checking
lawyer?
To see? You were checking to see if we had money. Why?
I couldn't do it for you because I wanted to see how many people had it. I was like, oh, I hope, because I got a call the other day for a damn cruise ship thing that I won, but apparently it's not the same thing.
Okay, but wait. Do I have to get a lawyer? Like,
no,
I don't understand how these work.
No.
How these work.
People have already had lawyers and they filed like complaints and lawsuits. So this has already happened. Okay. The money's already been awarded. You need to go online, Alex, once I post this at radionowindy.com, and you can go put in your number again just to double check that I wasn't wrong, even though I did it a few times. And then you just fill out this little claim form. Like, you just submit it right there.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's got to be done, listen, by November 3rd. I know it seems like a long wait. Do it now.
Don't wait.
The money's going to all be gone. But
were you trying to claim our numbers, Joe?
Like I said.
If you or a loved one suffer from mesothelioma.
Is that? I think it's mesothelioma.
All of it. I don't care.
Oh, you can get money for that, too.
I don't think it has to do with any kind of mesh area, none of that stuff. This is totally separate. My point is, though, those stupid robocalls are going to pay off, so congratulations. You got $900 coming your way, Alex. Seriously.
Oh, my butt cheeks are tingling.
I would just like to have $20 out of that for like a nice little meal, nice little Taco Bell
I suppose
run.
I could give you a little bit because you're the one that told me about it.
I just took you
out
with money.
Right. It would be fair.
Give me a few minutes. I'll put it up at radionowindy.com. Seriously. Like, all you do is you put in your phone number and then you can fill out the rest. It'll let you know if you have it or not. That's pretty cool. Catchphrase is going on right now on the Joe and Alex show, and the prize today is pretty dope. We're going to be having Radio Now Summer's Over Party starring Hey Violet. I catch myself singing this song and I'm like, guys my age. I'm like, wait a minute.
Awkward.
Wait a minute. But I like the song so much, though. Then I think Hoodie's one of your favorite songs, right, Alex?
Yeah.
I'm
still rocking your hoodie, chewing
on the strings. Do you still have that, what do we call him, Texas? Do you still have Texas's shirt?
I do have Texas's shirt. I wear it all the time. Yes, I am a chronic hoodie and clothes stealer of guys that I like.
Alex dated a guy, well, went out with a guy that came from the Dallas Cowboys. He worked for the team. So
he was here for Combine, and I'm like, can it be February again?
We call him Texas. Do you guys think you'll ever rekindle that if he comes back?
Actually, we are talking about meeting up. He's going to be in Chicago for the Cowboys soon. And he was like, when I'm there, you should come and like we can hang out. So I was like, okay.
This song might be for you then. Break my heart.
Yeah.
In case he does break your heart. All right, it's going to be an awesome show, and your chance to get in with that right now by winning Catchphrase here on the Joe and Alex show. Line three is who we'll go to first. Ashley, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex for Catchphrase?
Well, Joe, I'm going to go with Team Alex, and she laughed at my joke yesterday, and if it was tickle Alex's bone, I would have won.
That's right. That's right, Ashley.
I appreciate your logical explanation with that one, and like I said, I want everybody to know yesterday, I appreciated your jokes, it's just they weren't that funny to me, but I still like you.
Hey, welcome to my life.
I'm here with you guys every morning, and I try to get through, so 2 days in a row, I'm lucky.
Yeah. All right,
well, hopefully Alex will help you out today. Hang on, Ashley. Team Joe, we've got Angel. You're on the Joe and Alex show, and then you're on Team Joe.
Okay, Joe, I'm ready.
All right, this is really simple. Alex will go first this week, so that means me and Angel, we got to be quiet, don't make any noise in the background, and Ashley, you got to guess your booty off, okay? Alex is going to have 10 words, and you guys are going to try to go 10 for 10.
All right. I'm ready.
Everybody ready? Okay, I will start the clock coming down in 3, 2, 1, go.
This is what you climb up to fix your roof.
A ladder.
A flash blank warning.
Flashing light warning.
Flash, like water.
Storm warning. Flash no, storm warning.
No, whenever the water rises. Yes. Okay, the opposite of big.
Small, tiny.
Yes. Whenever you grow flowers in this, there's mulch.
Your garden.
Yes. This is like eat blank. It's a bird. Whenever somebody like is talking
chicken.
Crap. No. You eat, like tell
soup.
Them to eat blank. It's a black bird. An annoying ha. Bird. Okay. This is when you sleep. You have a
pillow, blanket.
No, bed, in your mind.
Dream.
Yes. This person has a blank impediment. It's hard for them to talk.
Speech impediment.
Yes. The dentist puts this on your teeth to sit on there for a few minutes.
Whitening gel.
Darn it. Nope. Fluoride. the word that you couldn't get was crow. Tell them to eat crow.
Oh, see, it was mean. That's why.
Yeah.
I was worried she was going to say something that rhymes with spit, and I'm like, you can't say that word on the radio, because I've heard people tell somebody to do that before. So,
what's my score?
Alex and Ashley have 6 points.
Dang, okay. That's still really impressive right there.
Not bad.
All right, Angel, are you ready?
I play along all the time. Yes, I'm ready, Joe.
All right, cool. And Ashley, we appreciate that you play. It's good to know. All right, here we go. Team Joe and Team Angel coming down in 3, 2, 1. You need to put this on a container, like, to close it. It's
the lid.
Yep, okay. It is Blank Tuesday. Everybody eats this food. What are they called?
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, that'll work, okay. When you're afraid of something, you are?
Scared.
Yep. The Fences have this. It's a band. It's an artist that we play here on radio now. Something linked, like a what linked? It's like it's a barrier. It's Alice and skip it. It was a TV show, Blank and Wreck on TV. You play at this. Kids play at this, or you put your car in this position when you're not moving.
Park.
Yep. Opposite of blue, the color is.
Opposite of blue?
Yeah. I did bad. I tried. I think I cost us that one, right?
Opposite of blue?
Yeah, no, we didn't get the question out.
What? That was hard. What is this? Freaking the Art Institute of Indianapolis?
No, opposite of
blue.
Maybe the opposite of green, like
yeah,
a traffic light.
That's what I was thinking.
I was going to say green, bro.
No. You guys don't know how to play the game. Hello. What color are Republicans?
Red.
What color are Democrats?
Blue.
Okay, there we go.
Okay,
now we're getting political.
Oh, you want to get political? Oh. Honestly, when I did say that, I was like, oh, crap, she'll probably think green because you think stop and go.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what everybody's thinking.
No, not true.
Well, congratulations, Ashley. We won.
Wait, did they win?
Yay.
Score right? is 6 points, Ashley and Alex. 4 points, Joe and Angel.
Yeah.
Alex wins! Then you gotta sing along.
If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. Congratulations to Ashley and Alex. Angel, I'm sorry.
You're okay. It was still fun.
All right.
Thank you. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah.
Chicken nuggets, yeah. Chicken nuggets, yeah. Yeah, congratulations. Getting hooked up this morning with Radio Now. Summer's Over Party starring Hey Violet. It's going on September 2nd at the Incrediplex. It's all part of Indie's Loud Summer.
Can you buy tickets to go to this, or can you only win them?
You're asking questions I don't even know. Producer MYK, do you have the answer to that really tough question?
You can't buy these meet and greets.
Ooh.
What, RadioNowIndie.com?
I don't know. Check this
probably,
stuff out. Don't
probably,
put me
yes.
Don't put me on the spot.
I'm going to assume yes. Let's just use our brains.
Let's just say, though, they're so exclusive that you have to win them on the Joe and Alex Show. Or you can win later today. We're going to do text to win throughout. The next chance to do that comes up at 12 o'clock.
They're
with
so
Hunter.
Exclusive, you have to give us your firstborn child.
They're so exclusive, even we don't know if you can buy them or not. Let's see here. I'd like to hear from you too in this one. 317-239-1009. Alex, you kind of been on the low key lately with the dating scene, but I guess you went on a date the other day with a guy, and the date went well. Is that right? The date was good?
No, it was not good at all.
Oh, I thought you said the date was good, but you were okay. what happened then when you went out with this guy? Where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
Okay, so I met up with this guy, and we went to go see a movie. And I had parked my car, like, somewhere else because it was, like, a movie theater far away.
Yeah, yeah.
And so after the movie, he was driving me back to my car. And in the car, he's like, just, this is exactly verbatim what he says to me. He looks over, he goes, yeah, so I had dinner with another girl, and then I decided to text you and see what you were up to.
Okay.
And I was furious. I was like, that is so tacky and rude. Like, why would you disclose that information? It made me feel like I was just a, you know, well, I guess this girl didn't want to go home with me or hang out longer, so I guess I'll find somebody else from Bumble that I match with to see if she wants to hang out. Like, I just thought that was just the grossest thing I'd ever heard, and it really pissed me off. I was like, oh my gosh, another one.
Another what?
Indianapolis douchebag. So then I called my friend Lauren, who we all know and love, and she, because she's always the voice of reason, and she agreed with me. She's like, wow, that was so rude, and like, why would he even say that to you? And I was like, yeah, I'm never talking to this dude again. And I told a bunch of other girls. I told my eyebrow girl, she who microblades my brows, when I got that done earlier this week. I was like, what, tell me what you honestly think about this. And she was like, oh, she gasped. Like, she was like, oh, that is so horrible.
Why is this guy so bad?
Because why would you admit that? Like, you know, when you first start dating somebody, you obviously assume maybe they're seeing other people and stuff, but you don't freaking talk about it. It's just like rubbing it in. I don't know. It just is tacky. It's exactly what I said. It's tacky. And it, I was like, why would you, why, like, there's no good that can come out of you telling me that.
So you think he's a jerk?
So I think he's a jerk and I don't want to see him. But then you, I can tell by your reaction right now, you don't think it's that big of a deal. And it seems like every guy that I've told this to doesn't. So it's, I feel like it's a men versus women thing. Women think this is so jerky and guys are like, it's not that big of a deal. At least he's honest. You're a
jerk. I know. 317-239-1009. I don't think it's necessarily a man versus woman thing. I'm not saying you don't have good friends and friends should tell you what you want to hear sometimes. I think they're just kind of siding with you. I don't think this guy's a jerk. I think he did it for multiple reasons, maybe just to kind of make you jealous, which it sounds like you are right
immature.
Now.
I'm already uninterested then. If that's, that doesn't help the
cause
either.
But I'm telling you though, but here's my thing though. This guy, and I think most guys are, I feel like guys are damned if they do and damned if they don't. Because I think, Alex, you and other women too, if he wouldn't have told you about this and you somehow found out other dates, like if somehow it came up, you'd be like, wait a minute. Like, you did that? So are you more upset that he told you or more upset that he actually did it?
I can't be upset. We're not exclusive. It was one date. So I can't be like, you're not allowed to go see other people. That's
okay.
Not it.
Okay.
I think he shouldn't have told me. I think that was rude. And here's the other thing. It's a double standard because if I would have said on this date, yeah, I went out to dinner with this other guy and then I decided to be like, oh, what are you doing? Like, what would he have said about me? Like, wow, this girl gets around. Like, it's a total double standard for the girls in if they were in this situation. If they would tell a guy I'm seeing a bunch of people on the first date, it's like, okay. Like, you assume that is happening, but you don't freaking talk about it.
I think that's a double standard for everybody as far as, like, there shouldn't be a big deal if a guy or a girl goes to lunch with one person then does dinner with another or coffee.
I agree with you. You're missing the point. The point is you don't tell the other person.
I think you're up front with people so they know what's going on.
On a first date. If you're five dates in and you're like, where is this going? Then yeah, you can be like, well, I'm kind of, you know, trying to like see a bunch of people right now and I'm not really trying to settle down. Then you're honest. But you don't just...
I get what you're saying, but it's just for me, honesty is the best policy. I like to have all the details in front of me, no surprises. 317-239-1009. Is this guy a jerk according to Alex and her friends? Or is this kind of like refreshing? Like he's being honest. I think it's kind of a refreshing thing. He's telling the truth. Men never tell the truth to women. That's all we ever hear.
Men are dogs.
Stop it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show. Hey, what's your name?
Michelle,
do you think this guy's a jerk or is it kind of a nice thing that he's being honest with her?
I think he's kind of being a jerk. So unless they were actually having a conversation about it, saying, hey, have you met very many people? Have you been on many dates? So unless there was a conversation about it beforehand, but just to like blurt it out, like I think he was trying to make Alex like jealous. Oh, I just had a date with somebody else. So I think it's a jerk move.
Yeah, exactly. It was unsolicited for me. I did not
Correct.
Ask him any questions about who he's been seeing or anything.
That would have been a little creepy if you did it that quick. So have you been on a date? Now I feel like in the future this is going to happen. Nice to see you tonight. Have you been on a date with anybody else today? 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter. Is this guy being a major jerk or is it kind of a nice thing that he's being honest and being up front?
You're a jerk. I know. You're a jerk. I know.
This is Alex talking to the guy that she went on a date with the other day because he told her as they were wrapping things up, you know, earlier I went out to dinner with a girl. This is after they went to a movie. I think it's nice that he's being honest with you because he's telling you like, hey, I'm seeing other people.
And I think he's a jerk.
What is that?
317-239-1009. You can call into the Joe and Alex Show and let us know if you think the guy's being a jerk, it's being rude, or is it him just being honest? You can also tweet us Joe and Alex Show.
Alexis said, did he ask you on a date or did he ask you to hang out? No, Alexis. He asked me on a date. We went to go see a movie. It was dinner. It was movie without the dinner, and he said the dinner part he had had with another chick. Jacob said, Alex is tacky and rude. Oh, yeah, Jacob. Well, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Mary said at Joan Alex Show, definitely a jerk, but Alex shouldn't waste her tears on a doofus like that. Alyssa said maybe he was just setting expectations that he did not want anything serious, not a jerk. Well, that's not how the conversation went. So I disagree. Lindsay said, depends. Had you already had your first date, he may have just been trying to say he went on a date and all he could think about was you. No. Again, he would have said then, I went on a date earlier and I got to be honest, you're all I could think about. Wait a minute.
But like, you can't just say that after one date. That's really creepy.
Well,
like,
that's what I'm saying. She's trying to say that. I'm like, that's not what happened. That was our first date, so he had never met me prior. So that's not the case.
I think it's just being overanalyzed. Lizzie, the dude trying to be a good guy.
So when I was walking into the movie, Lizzie, I guess, saw me. She said, Alex, my boyfriend and I were the ones who waved to you from our car when you were walking in. And I legit said, if she's on a date, then he's rude. He should have picked her up. So, yeah, he's rude. Hashtag who says that? Hashtag idiot. Hashtag next.
This is kind of different. But like with the whole thing picking you up, is that what you guys agreed upon? Like, is that cool with you? Did you say that? Like, hey, I can just go here? Or did you want him to pick you up for the movie date?
I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm like very split on that because the last couple of times that I did meet a guy like at his apartment or his house or whatever, and then he drove us both to the date, I felt trapped and hated myself because I had to then ride with a guy I wasn't interested in the whole way back to his apartment or house or whatever, and it was awkward.
Yeah, just meet at the theater, Alex. Don't end up on Murder Mondays.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, the show will have to move on. It'll be awkward. Taylor's on the Joe and Alex Show, and you say this is a crappy move. Why is that?
Well, I think the worst part is the fact that he was literally on a date with someone else right before. Like, why? I don't understand why you would admit that. Like, if you want to see multiple people, like, that's cool. Like, that's your thing. But at least, like, space it out a little bit.
Right.
Well, I guess to go to your question, Taylor, explain to me, like, I'm confused. Like, it wasn't like it just ended at 7 and theirs started at 7:01. Like, what's the big deal? Like, what's the separation you need for it to be okay?
Well, I just feel like, in a sense, maybe he was just kind of, like, thirsty for attention. I don't know. Like, I mean, I would kind of just feel, like, uncomfortable. Like, okay, well, you know, you just saw someone, so it's like, are you into her? You're into me? Am I kind of just back up? Like, if you want to see other people and kind of test the waters, like, that's one thing. But I mean, like, at the point, like, when you guys are at the movies, like, she could be texting him, like, hey, I had a really nice time. You know, he could be, like, saying the same thing back. But it's like, I think it's just kind of disrespectful. And then, you know, if it's like, you know, this is kind of like a new thing, it's like, that just would kind of be a turnoff to just, like, jump the gun and be like, oh, by the way.
Absolutely.
It's cool if you want to talk about it, like, eventually. But I don't know. It just kind of seems like a jerk move. Like, okay, well, I'm not really interested, so.
Taylor.
You know, next one.
Thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. And it's not right on either side, Alex, but I feel like this is the thing where girls, because you know you do things to make guys jealous every now and then, like little things.
Yeah, our boyfriends, guys that we've been with for months or years.
I feel like even guys you're dating girls sometimes will do that same thing. It's just the rules are getting flipped here because everybody likes a little bit of jealousy because they want to be wanted.
Okay, so a lot of people on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, are commenting maybe he's just not into you, Alex, and so that's what he said because he didn't want to go out with you again.
Oh, yeah.
If that is the case, then that is like the stupidest, like weirdest roundabout way to be like, I'm not interested. Listen, I get social cues. I do. I'm a very self-aware person. I'm always aware if a guy's into me or not into me. This guy, he was all over me in the movie theater. There was absolutely zero inclination that he wasn't interested.
What was he
and until
all
of a sudden. But he said it in a not in a, like, he, in his mind, it was almost like, it was like a normal type of conversation to say, like, yeah, I had dinner with this other girl, and then I decided to text you and see what you were up to. And he kissed me goodbye. So I don't think that's what it was.
Did you kiss him back?
Yeah, but I was pissed.
It was an angry piss kiss.
Here's the thing.
You sounded angry.
I don't like confrontation, so I wasn't going to be like, I've never like denied somebody a kiss. Like, I don't know how to do that. Like, it's very awkward for
me. Turn your head.
Yeah, so I was just like, it wasn't like a makeout session. It was just like a mwah, and then like, okay, bye.
Angel,
you
got mixed feelings on this. What are your thoughts?
Well, I see your point. He's a jerk. He could have brought it up a different way, but women want honesty, and he was honest.
I don't think women want honesty. Listen to everybody else calling in. Listen to Alex. They don't want honesty. I think you're wrong.
I want honesty. I mean, maybe that's... No, I don't think she's like that. I think she does want him to be honest, but like she said, too, she knows he's dating. I could have brought it up a different way.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Kind of split on this one today. Alex went out with a guy the other night, and they went to go see a movie. As it's all wrapping up, doing the good night, you know, goodbye, pleasantries and stuff like that. He's like, you know, I went on a date earlier with another girl, like lunch or dinner. And it's like, okay, thanks for telling me. Is that being like really honest? Is that something like it's a good thing? Or is he kind of a jerk? Like, did he slide it in there for whatever reason? Alex kind of feels like that was a jerk thing. Like, why would you tell me that?
Yeah, Sean agrees. He says, yeah, no one says that. Sorry. Good he's honest, but he's dumb. Dennis said, I would say it's tacky. I don't think it's a good idea to bring up an ex while on a date or talk about previous dates or other people you are talking to. If you're on a date, you're supposed to be focused on your date. If you can't focus on your date, then it's time to GTFO. Aaron said... What is that?
GTFO.
Get the blank out. Aaron said, I believe Alex and this guy had plans to go see a movie days before the date actually happened. I do not understand why this clown agreed and then went on a dinner date right before the movie date. Bye, Felicia.
Did you have plans?
Yes. So these plans were made a week in advance. So we made these plans Sunday and we went out on Friday. So he had known all week long that he was going to go see a movie with me. He could have asked me to go see a dinner, do dinner and a movie. He knew that I would have been available.
Then now that you're telling me this, I think the earlier call that we had that said maybe that was his way of kind of saying he's not interested in you. Maybe it is, because why wouldn't you want, because if you're going to pay for dinner anyways, why wouldn't you take the girl out to dinner and then the movie?
You don't know if he paid.
I don't know, man.
Oh, you think the girl took him out for dinner?
Maybe.
Now I'm confused. Like, when these little things come in there, I'm like, oh, plot twist. Let's talk to Carly on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Carly? Is this guy being really honest? It's a good thing that he told her? Or is it like a jerk thing you think he did?
Well, you guys just kind of added some more information that kind of changes my opinion to a certain extent.
Okay, how so?
Well, because you didn't disclose initially that this was something that was set up well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking that it was maybe kind of a last-minute arrangement, you know, I thought, well, it's not that big of a deal that he went to dinner and then went to a movie with you. But, yeah, if he had set the date with you a week before, it is kind of tacky.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I have also done the same thing in the past. I mean, I've had more than one date in an evening, so
sure. And that's not a big deal to me. Just don't tell me. Like,
did you tell the guy though, Carly, that you were on multiple dates that day?
Yes, they both knew.
Oh,
and how did they receive that?
Well, it was, you know, an initial meeting, kind of get to know you situation with both of them, and they both understood. There was nothing exclusive. There was nothing, you know, we hadn't been seeing each other for any period of time. So
now the real question is, did they pay for both the dates?
Yes.
Look at you. You're a genius, Carly. Thank you for being part of the Joe and Alex Show this morning.
Brittany says, I had a similar thing happen to me. This guy was 2 hours late for our first date. We sat awkwardly in a bar in Broad Ripple, and we were struggling to make conversation. Then he had the nerve to tell me he was late because he was on a date right before ours.
Ooh.
He had the audacity to ask me if he could walk me to my car. Nope. Told him I was a big girl and I could make it on my own. Hashtag jerk. Robin says, I see the other side of it. They are not exclusively an item, so he was trying to be upfront with her. It's kind of refreshing him being honest. He could have said it differently though. And Lindsay said, well, he obviously didn't like the dinner girl. While I think it's a little odd to bring it up, maybe he liked you a lot and didn't want you to find out somehow.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, what do you think about this guy? Do you think he's a jerk, or is it kind of good that he's honest with Alex?
Well, so I think honesty is great. I think it can kind of, the statement of it was obviously a little bit jerkish. The only thing I was thinking is that if he made plans with Alex to go to the movie a week in advance, is it possible that maybe he met this other person kind of in between that week and just decided to have dinner prior to?
Yeah, that's what I think happened.
You're
for
going
sure.
deep. Because is that less of a jerk move if it just happened?
Yes. Yes. I don't think it, I mean, to me, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. No offense, Alex. I just kind of thinking that if he just made dinner plans, because he already had plans with you at a certain time, he decided to have dinner. There's no exclusivity. So just kind of call it a day. He doesn't sound like a good guy anyways.
Yeah, Josie said it doesn't sound like he's looking for anything serious if he's going on multiple dates with different girls, just my opinion. I would agree. See, that's the other thing, too. I think you got to, like, focus, like, plan your evening around one chick or one guy. If you are someone that is looking for a serious relationship, then you're, like, trying to really get to know somebody or whatever and have enough time with them. If you're somebody that's just trying to date around and you're not looking for something serious, then, yeah, have 5 dates in an evening. No, but I think that is different.
With all the details that you've laid out now, Alex, I agree with you. I think it was a little bit jerky here by the fact that if you had the date set up, even 3 days out, it was set up and all that, he had time, and why would he not take you out for dinner and the movie if he's somebody else? That's kind of a jerk move. I'm kind of switching camps, but I think honesty is a good thing, though, too.
Okay.
You can let us know what you think. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter, also Radio Now 100.9.
I don't think I'm going to go out with him again.
Listen, somebody tweeted, I think it was Fit Girl or Fit Gal, said, hey, a free movie's a free movie. I'll do it right now, and I'm a married man. We're not going to date, but I can, like, pretend. Bear with me here. This is going to sound weird, but I think it's something that we all have. And if you have anything, 317-239-1009, call into the Joe and Alex Show and enlighten us, or you can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. I know it sounds weird, but you have to try it. For me, first of all, people make fun of it all the time, the squatty potty. You ever heard of the squatty potty?
You do not.
Oh, my God, I do. I asked for it for our wedding, like the wedding registry.
What?
Alex, we're not going to talk too much about doo-doo, but it does help you go to the bathroom better.
Who bought it for you?
My buddy TJ. My buddy TJ has one. He has two of them in his house, one for each bathroom.
Wow.
And it really does. It's just basic stuff of just making things work better. But listen, if you've never tried a squatty potty, go buy it.
Yeah, it's like that's 15, definitely weird.
But don't you want to feel good? You want to be healthy?
I feel like I'm good. Like, I think I go pretty normal. I don't know why I would need that. It's just weird.
Okay, I get it. I'll send you like a video so you can see how it actually works.
Ew, no thanks.
It's not gross like that. And my other thing, I know it sounds weird, but you have to try it, is this. Have you ever heard of Swamp Pop or Soda Pop?
No, never.
I'm sorry, Swamp Soda. Swamp Soda.
Raindrop.
I call it pop, but I know some people call it soda.
So I say pop.
Okay, so Swamp Pop, let's call it that. You've never heard of that?
No.
I think this would be something you need to try next time you go out to a place that's got like that big lineup of pops where you can just pick out which one you want. You put a little of everything into your cup or your glass, like maybe Pepsi, Sierra Mist, some Mountain Dew, some root beer, some orange soda. You just mix it all together. Like, don't even go down the line.
That's not called Swamp Pop. I've never heard that. It's called a suicide.
What? That's depressing.
I have never heard that called Swamp Pop.
I've never heard it called suicide.
Yeah, what?
Well, I'll take one suicide, please.
That's literally what it's called. When you mix all the pops together, it's a suicide.
It's a Swamp Pop. Either way.
Which one is right? At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
That's a whole different debate. But my point is, have you tried Swamp Pop / suicide?
No, because it's disgusting.
Okay. Well, that comes to the pickiest eater in the world, so I'm not surprised by that.
Well, it doesn't have to be food stuff. I know it's weird, but you have to try it thing could also be non-food related. So mine is non-food related. Mine is in the fall or the spring, rolling down all of your windows, but then having the heat on full blast. It is amazing.
Why would you do that?
I don't know how to explain it. It's weird, but you got to try it.
Does it feel good?
Yes, it feels so good. You know, like, it's the equivalent, it's the physical feeling equivalent of when you eat a hot brownie with vanilla ice cream. It's like you're cold and hot at the same time. It makes you tingle in the best way possible. It's fun. It makes you feel alive. And I can't recommend anything more. If there was a Yelp page for driving in the fall or spring with the windows down and the heat on, I would give it a positive review.
Well, that never happens, so that's a good thing. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. I know it sounds weird, but you have to try it. What is it for you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? I know it sounds weird, but you have to try it. What's your thing?
the French fries with frosty thing. I mean,
yes!
I was totally against it, and I tried it, and it changes things. But I also wanted to comment that, you know, Alex is right. It is called suicide.
Yeah, speaking of that,
we have gotten
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The tweets are just pouring in. Everyone's saying it's called suicide. 11.
We must call it something different than where I'm from. It's called Swamp Pop, okay?
Where are you from?
I'm from Michigan originally.
Are you from New Orleans? Swamp Pop, we also eat those mud bugs. Woo! Narlins.
Hey, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex
Voodoo
show.
Voodoo and Swamp Pop.
Good morning. Hey, what's your name? Who's this?
Renee.
Okay. Real quick, have you ever heard of Swamp Pop?
No, and actually, I was going to say it's a suicide.
Yeah.
As soon as you started talking about it, I was like, no, that's a suicide.
Renee, is that the only reason you're calling?
No, actually, what I do, and it's weird, but it's delicious, cheese Doritos and peanut butter.
Ew!
No! Gross! Wait. Please tell me you don't dip the Doritos into the can of peanut butter. It's more like you spread it on it.
Well, like, you put a pile on your plate, so you don't, like, get Dorito in your jar. But
is it nacho cheese or Cool Ranch?
Nacho cheese.
Oh, gosh.
Were you pregnant? How did this come about?
No, one of my friends from Chicago was like, hey, you have to try this. And I was like, what? You're insane. And it actually ended up being really good.
Maybe we've got to try it. Joe, what kind of peanut butter?
Just whatever you like.
All right. Would you try it, producer Moy K?
I'm down with that.
I'm down with it, too. I'm sure we got peanut butter lying around here. We could go get some out of the vending machine.
Everyone is roasting you on Twitter.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Actually, I've never heard Swamp Pop. Suicide is what we always call it. Gina said, not that there couldn't be multiple names, which is normal, but I am 48 years old, and we have always called it a suicide. I love being right.
We're talking about, I know it sounds weird, but you have to try it. Like, what is your thing? And a couple of things I want to address. First of all, I've never heard so many people get it wrong when it comes to, is it suicide or what I call it, swamp pop. That's where you mix a bunch of different pops together and drink it. Apparently, everybody disagrees with me, so be it, whatever. Another thing, though, I like the tweet that we got, Alex. Did you see about the squatty potty?
What?
It said that, like, an elevated seat will change your life. You need to get it. So listen, I understand you don't want to go out and spend $20 or $30 for this thing. I'll clean mine up. I'll clean, because it's in the bathroom. I'll disinfect it and everything. I'll bring it, because it will change the way you guys go to the bathroom.
Don't do that, Joe. Please don't do that.
Yeah, and also, I just want to say about the soda thing, because it is called a suicide. 13 sodas, why?
This is your cup.
Stop.
Welcome to your cup.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. We'll get to those in 1 second. Let's talk to Alyssa. Alyssa, what is your thing where it's like, I know it sounds weird, but you got to try it.
Cheese with chocolate. Dip in like a chocolate chip cookie and nacho cheese or cheese
with
Hershey
guys?
Kisses.
No, that is not normal.
How did you even try that?
Many years ago in middle school, it was a dare.
Okay.
So then years later, I'm like, that was really good. And I'm eating some Cheez-Its. I'm like, well, let's try a Hershey Kiss with it. And it was really good. It's kind of like a Take Five where you get that sweet and salty all together.
Yeah, love Take Five.
It makes my skin crawl just thinking about
it. And I love nacho cheese. I just don't know about that one, but thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
But nothing makes my skin crawl more than this message we just got from Jerry.
What did Jerry say?
Well, first of all, you get a message from a guy named Jerry in your DMs. You know it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I don't like Jerry's.
Jerry says, for the guys out there, and I think he's talking to you, Joe, and producer MYK, you have to try a grapefruit on your ding-a-ling. And that's me cleaning it up.
What?
Oh, like my area?
Yes. Like cutting a grapefruit in half, I guess, and using that on yourself.
You would never catch me going to town with a grapefruit, because the acidity in that thing, it would, if it gets, you know, in the It would burn. It would be like fire on your ding dong.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But he's like, it'll change your life.
It would be like hooking up with Usher, allegedly.
Freaking Jerry. We can always count on you for the creepy comment of the morning.
Now, a kiwi or an orange, I'd consider it.
A kiwi?
A kiwi for my wee-wee.
That's a whole nother conversation if you're using a kiwi.
Well, hey, it's the size of the kiwi. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your thing where it sounds weird, but you got to try it?
Pickles and peanut butter.
Oh, that is really good. I agree with you. Do you put that on a sandwich, too?
No, I just dip it in the peanut butter, and then sometimes I put cheese on it as well.
Ooh, the cheese is grossing me out a little bit, but apparently
no, it's really good.
They all go together. All right,
Johanna,
Ashley.
Johanna is freaking me out.
Thank you for the call this morning.
Johanna says on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, I have two. One is a warm Pop-Tart with ice cream, and I totally get that. That
yes.
like sounds good. But then this other one, now I've lost all faith in you, Johanna. She said, Chick-fil-A fries dipped in not only barbecue sauce, but also ice cream. So you're mixing
yes.
ice cream and barbecue
sweet
sauce.
Sweet and salty. Yes, yes. Oh, my. Wow. I'm going to have to get a small loan to go get all this food today because it sounds that good. Nick's on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell everybody what you got. It sounds weird, but people should try it.
I like macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, corn, and some sprinkled cheese together.
Dude,
that's not weird.
That sounds really good.
Normal, basic, boring.
And swamp and your swamp pop or whatever. It's actually, but my buddy's from Louisiana. If you put, we call it Arnold Palmer's, but he calls it swamp water. That's what they call swamp water.
Arnold Palmer is where you do lemonade and iced tea.
Exactly, but in Louisiana, he said they call it swamp water.
Whatever. Well, I wouldn't be friends.
No, it's suicide. It's suicide.
I wouldn't be friends with him anymore. I would not be friends with him anymore. And we're losing your call, Nick, because you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, but macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, and cheese, that sounds so incredibly
good. Kind of sounds like a KFC famous bowl.
Exactly.
Which also sounds pretty damn good right now. KFC, if you're listening, hey, it's Joe the Colonel. I'd like some. Caitlin on the Joe and Alex Show. What is it for you? It sounds weird, but you got to try it.
Mine is cinnamon twist from Taco Bell dipped in a side of nacho cheese.
All these nacho cheese
what
we're getting today,
on?
Alex. That now, how did you stumble upon that? Because I love the cinnamon twist. They're awesome.
It's so good. When I was little, I used to only eat the nacho cheese, like the nachos and cheese and cinnamon twist. And my little sister dared me to dip my cinnamon twist in the nacho cheese, and I've been doing it ever since.
Wow, Caitlin, look at you living on the wild side. We appreciate your call this morning. Thank you.
Princess tweeted us and said, all my friends think I'm weird for eating squirt cheese on celery. Princess, you're just weird because you say things like squirt cheese.
What do you call it?
Squeeze or something else, but the word squirt, or
easy
even
cheese.
Worse, even worse, squart. Squart cheese.
Hey, man, you got some of that squart cheese? Thank you. No, hey, would you like an extra squart? There you go, right there. It kind of defeats the purpose. You have something healthy with celery, then you're like, oh, some squart cheese. Appreciate that.
I love
that.
Me a good, warm, steamy squart.
Some stories you might be seeing later today, kind of interesting, at least to some people, maybe. Did you see McDonald's, what they're now bringing out? They're like rushing it out as soon as possible.
What?
McDonald's is rushing out its pumpkin spice latte this year to try to beat Starbucks, even though it's still summertime outside.
Wow.
The war of the fall coffee dollars is already starting. McDonald's just announced that they'll be rolling out their pumpkin spice latte. That'll be happening later this month. And the goal is to get it out there before Starbucks. I know it's kind of a girl thing, you think, but I really enjoy those. I like all the fall like hot drink concoctions that they come up with.
I'm not a coffee drinker or a hot drink person except for hot tea. That's the only drink I'll have that's
what
hot.
Kind of tea are you doing? You doing like lemon tea, green tea?
I like breakfast blend, and I like, what is it called?
Breakfast blend? Was it like eggs and bacon or what?
Yeah.
A little bit of sausage. Earl Grey?
No.
Like, what's your favorite kind of tea bag?
It starts with a C. What is it? Cause something crap. Crap, I'm going to look
crap
it up.
Bag.
Crap
bag?
Crap tea?
Hey, can I get some of that crap tea over here?
What is it? I'm going to look it up. Tea that starts with C.
Oh, don't put that. You'll get C-U.
Okay. Well, while you're looking up your crappy tea, let us know when you get that. This is kind of funny, but also stupid, but I just laugh at somebody actually do
this. Oh, constant comments.
What?
Constant comments.
What? I've never heard of that tea.
I love that tea.
That's an actual, flavor?
Mm-hmm.
What is it like?
I don't know. Tea is like the most indescribable flavor to me. Like, I don't know how to explain what
there's
tea
like lemon
like.
And orange and
I don't know, man.
Earl Grey tastes like poop.
Yeah, I've never
like
had
doo-doo it. Tea. All right, well, check this out. A Florida man was arrested the other day after he pointed a gun at a gym teacher during an open house. The teacher was telling parents at the school about a martial arts self-defense program he is going to run. One of the parents said, "Martial arts are crap," and pointed a gun at the teacher.
Oh.
He then said, "Bang, you're dead." The teacher left the room so the incident wouldn't escalate and called the cops. The parent was found a short time later and charged with aggravated assault. But I guess he was telling the parents, she's like, "Well, sometimes, you know, a gun, it's not always going to be, you know, protect you." The guy's like,
"Right,
bang."
Wow.
He didn't actually shoot him, but it's like, could you imagine being in that actual class and having that crap happen?
Terrifying.
And there's something I want to do with an experiment. I need one of you guys to come over and film this at our house. But my wife, Lindsay, for whatever reason, the dogs love her. Even though I feed them and take care of them, like, she's always with them.
Okay, I don't like where this is going, filming your wife with the dogs.
Well, me too.
Filming what?
Like
filming
me,
what?
I want you to film me, my wife, and our two dogs.
Doing what?
Whoa.
What Judge Judy did. Check this out. You guys ever watch Judge Judy?
Yes.
I'm a big fan.
Yes.
She came up with a really fascinating experiment on a recent episode of her show. It involved this case with two people. They were both claiming to be the rightful owner of a dog named Baby Boy.
Baby Boy, stay on my mind.
Feel my fantasy.
The woman who had Baby Boy insisted that she legally bought the dog off someone on the street. There was also a guy who claimed that he was Baby Boy's owner before that and that someone had stolen him from him. So Judge Judy let Baby Boy decide who the true owner was. She actually brought the dog into the courtroom and then let him loose. And right away, he ran over to the original owner's feet, jumped
Whoa.
On his leg, wagged his tail, and she gave him the dog.
Baby Boy!
You stay on my leg, you hump the night and day. What if we did this? Because I wonder who the dogs like more. What if one of you guys would come over with like your phone and just record this video and we could see if my dogs like me or my wife more?
Better idea. We turn off the lights, have producer MYK get on all fours. Whoever he runs to, that's who he likes best.
You gotta watch out for my little guy Paddington. He might start trying to dry hump you. Like he's a humper.
Yikes.
Like he humps his brother. Is that anything to be worried about?
Sounds pretty normal. Indiana, Kentucky.
General area,
I think,
right?
It's a Midwest thing.